It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Thousands of people in Oakland County are still dealing with a mandatory boil water advisory this weekend. It was issued after a broken water transmission main caused system pressure to drop. The advisory was actually supposed to be lifted yesterday, but initial water pressure testing revealed another leak. The CEO of the Great Lakes Water Authority called this an unprecedented event in the regional water system's history. But Jack, I'm going to guess you probably weren't surprised.
I really wasn't surprised, not that I'm a doomsayer, but the nation's infrastructure is wearing out. We had that sewer sinkhole break in Macomb County around Christmas time last year, and they're still not finished repairing that at an enormous cost. And I'm afraid we're going to see more and more of this stuff. This pipe was supposed to last 100 years, the one that broke recently, but it had been 47 years and it had never been inspected. So if you don't inspect your things and take care of things and service them, this is what happens.
The two Detroit mayoral candidates met face-to-face this week in a debate that got pretty heated at times. Mayor Mike Duggan and challenger Coleman Young exchanged blows over topics like auto insurance, crime, water shutoffs, and neighborhood redevelopment. Some of the attacks were pretty personal. Young accused Duggan of corruption. Duggan challenged Young to make one true statement. Jack, if you had to pick a winner...
It's hard to say. I mean, there's very little doubt that Duggan will win the election. He got 68% in the primary and is very well-funded. Coleman Young hasn't been able to raise any money. But the debate was notable for Young implying constantly that Mayor Duggan was a criminal. He's never been charged or indicted with anything. And for Young's very peculiar statement that we have to take back the motherland, which is interpreted probably correctly as being essentially racist. But Coleman Young had to try to do something, and probably for the long term, he'll have discredited himself even further as a viable candidate for much of anything, but he may excite a little more turnout from people who are not pleased with the way things are going in the neighborhood and maybe who resent having a white mayor. But it's very hard to imagine him getting much more than a third of the vote.
There was some movement on the auto insurance front this week. The bill to overhaul the state's no-fault law made it out of committee and is now headed to the House for a vote. The legislation would give drivers three levels of personal injury protection to choose from. They would also get a rate reduction for each level, though the smallest reduction would go to drivers who want unlimited injury coverage. What do you think, Jack? Does this sound like a plan?
Well, as of now, the Senate Majority Leader, Arlen Meekhoff, said nothing doing. This is price fixing. He doesn't want anything to do with it. And he doesn't get along very well with his fellow Republican, the Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard. So it may well get through the House. I have concerns beyond that. There's this vast fund for catastrophic injuries that has more than enough money in it. And people to save money may elect not to sign up for that. And then they may have catastrophic injuries and what's going to happen to them. So I'm a long way from being convinced that this is going to become law, but as Mayor Duggan rightfully says, an enormous impediment to progress in Detroit is that car insurance in Detroit is more expensive than anywhere else in the country, and it makes people not want to live there.
A bill that would have banned local governments from investing in internet service for their communities met its demise this week. Ben Feinman with the Michigan Broadband Cooperative told Michigan Radio that he's glad to see it go. He said it would have left communities with inadequate internet access behind and that internet access is essential to participating in modern society. The bill's sponsor wouldn't comment on why she decided to scrap it. Jack, it's off the table for now, but do you think we'll see a resurrection somewhere down the line?
It's quite intriguing. Republicans in recent years have been masters at taking control away from local governments. They used to defend local governments. Now they don't want local governments to do anything they don't want to do. And I suspect this particular state representative is not anyone of any great stature. She was probably told to do this and then told to take it off. They may have had some overarching plan for bringing internet to the entire state, and then that may have fallen apart. So we really don't know. It's all sort of mysterious. But for now, they didn't have their ducks in a row. Whether they bring it up again in the future remains to be seen.
All right, Jack, have a good weekend. Thanks so much.
I'll be raking leaves.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.